Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a rolling drum and bass sub groove that doesn't just copy the kick pattern, but actually dances with an amen break. Think classic jungle push and pull. The drums are talking, and the sub is replying. We're doing it from scratch in arrangement view, because that forces you to think like you're finishing a track, not just looping 8 bars forever. You're intermediate, so we'll move quickly, but I'll flag the spots where tiny decisions make a massive difference. All right. Open Ableton Live and let's set the stage. First, set your tempo. For amen bass DDNB, 165 to 175 is home bass. Put it at 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot where the amen feels energetic, but still heavy. Now set your grid workflow. Use a fixed grid at 1/16 for most edits. And just remember, you'll occasionally jump to 1/32, not to make things complicated, but for those small pickup notes and micro-tining nudges that give the groove that alive feeling. Create 3 tracks, an audio track named Amen Break, a MIDI track named SUB, and optionally a second MIDI track called Sublayer Mid for later if you want harmonics. We'll keep it optional, but it's a strong pro move. Now, in arrangement view, drop in some locators so you're building a real structure. Put markers for intro, drop 1, breakdown or fill, and drop 2. For example, bars 1 to 9 intro, 9 to 25 drop 1, 25 to 33 breakdown, 33 to 49 drop 2. The numbers aren't sacred. The idea is, you're planning evolution upfront. Next, let's load and prep the amen. Drag your amen loop onto the amen break track. Click the clip and go into clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve set to transient. And set the envelope somewhere around 30 to 60. That range usually keeps the punch, without turning the break into a watery mess. Now tighten the loop. Find the first strong transient, usually the first kick or the first big hit that feels like the start. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. Play it against the metronome for a second. You want it to feel locked, but not sterilized. Quick cleanup on the amen track. At EQ8, high-pass it around 40 to 60 Hz. The goal is simple. The sub owns the true low end, not the drums. If the MN is boxy, dip gently around 250 to 400 Hz, but only if you hear the problem. Optional but nice. Add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 2 to 5. Boom at 0, because we're not trying to inflate the low end. Crunch at maybe 5 to 15% for some attitude. The break should feel more confident, not crushed. Now we build the sub. On the SUB MIDI track, load operator. Use oscillator as a sine wave. Turn off oscillators B, C, and D so it's clean and phase consistent. This matters. A stable sub is easier to mix, and it hits more predictably on big systems. Shape the amp envelope. Put attack at basically 0, maybe 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds as a starting point. For sustain, you have a choice. If you want plucky, rolling notes, pull sustain very low. If you want more held weight, raise sustain. I'm leaning plucky for this lesson, because it leaves more room for the amen to speak. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds to avoid clicks, but also avoid muddy overlap. Set operator to mono. One voice. Keep it tight. Glide off for now, or you can turn glide on later with a short time, like 30 to 80 milliseconds, if you want that roller slur on specific transitions. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0%. Even if you think it's mono already, this makes it non-negotiable. Clubs, vinyl style mono compatibility, all of that gets easier if you commit to mono below the lows. Optional but smart. Add spectrum after utility. It's your reality check. You're not mixing with your eyes, but you are confirming you're actually hitting the fundamental you think you're hitting. Now choose a key and limit your note palette. This is one of the biggest differences between a messy bassline and a pro DNB sub. You don't need a bunch of notes. Pick something like F minor, G minor, or E minor. Let's use F minor as a working example. Your palette is basically F1 as the root, C2 as the fifth, and maybe F2 as the octave. Sparingly, as an energy lift, a great rule is 80% of your notes stay on the root. You're building weight and rhythm, not a piano solo. Now comes the core concept, writing the sub groove against the amen. Before you draw a single MIDI note, listen to the amen for anchors. Find the main snare hits. Those are the moments that define the pocket. Then notice where the ghost notes are, those little in-between taps and shuffles. Here's the mindset shift. You're going to treat the snare as a no-sub zone most of the time. Instead of sub stacking on top of the snare transient, you'll often place the sub immediately after the snare, slightly late, to create that redound. That's the jungle bounce. Go to bar 9, where your drop starts, and create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track. Start simple. Put a short F1 on 1.1.1. Keep it short, maybe a 1/16 or a touch longer. Then another hit a little later, like 1.1.3. Then place one around 1.2.2, medium length, and then intentionally leave space around the snare moments. You're not trying to fill every gap. You're trying to make the drums feel even faster, because the bass is respecting them. If you want a practical rhythmic template to get rolling quickly, here's one starting point in 1/16 language. In bar 1, aim for hits around steps 1, 3, 6, 11, and 14. In bar 2, try steps 1, 4, 7, 10, 13, and a small pickup right at the end. Now, important, don't treat that like a law. Treat it like a sketch. The amen you're using might have different ghost emphasis. The whole point is to adjust by ear, and this is where intermediate producers level up. Note length is groove. Try this. Loop the 2 bars. Now don't add any new notes. Only adjust note lengths. Shorten a tail right before a busy drum moment. You'll hear the drums pop forward, like they got louder. Lengthen a tail into empty space, and you'll feel the bass glue the bar together. This is rolling bassline control without adding density. A good starting range, most notes between 1/16 and 1/8. Occasionally one longer note, like 3/16 to 1/4 to create pull. But avoid constant legato unless you're intentionally going liquid and you've got the mix space for it. If the amen is super busy with ghosts, make your sub notes shorter. That contrast makes the groove read faster and cleaner. Now, let's make the sub breathe with the amen using sidechain. On the SUB track, after utility, add compressor. Enable sidechain. Set audio from to the amen break track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds so a tiny bit of sub transient can peek through. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the louder drum hits. Here's the coaching point. Threshold is the duck amount. Release is the groove shape. So do it in 2 steps. First, set threshold to get that 3 to 5 dB-ish movement. Then loop 1 to 2 bars and adjust release until the sub returns exactly where the amen feels like it opens up again. Too fast and it pumps in an obvious way. Too slow and the bass never really comes back, and the groove feels weak. Also, sidechaining to a full amen can be inconsistent because the transients vary. If you ever find the ducking is jumping around, a pro move is a dedicated sidechain trigger track, a muted kick or click pattern that you control. But for now, we'll keep it straightforward with the amen itself. Next, make the sub translate on smaller speakers with controlled harmonics. Add saturator after the compressor. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip, and then trim the output so the level matches when you bypass it. The goal isn't distortion. The goal is audibility. If it starts sounding fuzzy or you feel like the fundamental is getting less solid, back off the drive. Quick phase sanity check. Put a utility at the end of the chain if you want to be extra safe, and toggle mono on and off, even though it's already mono. Then watch spectrum and listen. If your fundamental seems to jump or get unstable when you bypass devices, you're changing the waveform balance too much. That's usually a sign to reduce saturation or simplify. Now for the secret sauce. Microtiming against the amen magic. Loop your 2 bars. Find a couple of sub notes that clash with busy amen hits. Now, turn snap off temporarily or go very fine grid. Nudge those notes. Try pushing a couple of sub hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That makes it feel heavier and laid back. Or pull a pickup slightly early, like 5 to 10 milliseconds, to make it aggressive and driving. One rule, be consistent. Don't randomly nudge one note 3 ms and another 17 ms unless you have a reason. Pick a behavior. For example, all offbeat hits are plus 10 milliseconds late, or pickups are slightly early, sustained notes slightly late. When the timing becomes a rule, it stops sounding like a mistake and starts sounding like style. Now we arrange it, because a 2-bar loop isn't a track. In drop 1, bars 9 to 25, think in 4 chunks, a prime, b and a turnaround. Bars 9 to 13, a, the bass groove, mostly root notes. Bars 13 to 17, a prime, change 1 or 2 placements or change 1 tail length. Tiny variation. Bars 17 to 21, B. Introduce the 5th, maybe swap 1 hit to C, 2 for lift. Not everywhere, just a moment. Bars 21 to 25, turnaround. Do something intentional. Here's a practical turnaround trick that hits hard in D and B, on the last half bar, remove the sub on the final snare, then bring it back with one confident longer root note immediately after. That sudden low-end absence makes the return feel way bigger, even if your meters don't change. Add a bit of automation to keep things alive without rewriting the bass line. For example, in drop 2, automate saturator drive up by about 1 dB, or slightly increase sidechain threshold so it pumps a touch more, or if you enable operator's filter, move it subtly, but never filter out your fundamental, keep the foundation intact. On the amen, you can automate an auto-filter high pass during the intro so the low end rises into the drop. That classic opening effect sets up impact without needing more elements. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can avoid the usual low end pain. If the sub is fighting the amen, high pass the amen higher. Sometimes 50 to 80 HC is correct, especially if the break has a thumpy kick. If your sub is muddy, check overlapping notes. In mono, overlap can smear hard, shorten note lengths or reduce release. If the sidechain feels like it's killing the bass, your release is probably too long. If it feels like it's pumping like house music, it's probably too fast. If the bass line feels like it's trying too hard, you probably have too many note changes. Minimal and rhythmic usually wins. And if you're tempted to widen the sub, don't. Keep everything below about 120 Hz mono. You can add width above that on a harmonic layer later. Optional advanced upgrade, if you want extra weight and translation without wrecking the fundamental, the split band harmonics method. Duplicate the sub track. Keep the original clean. On the duplicate, put a Q8 first and high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. Then distort that layer more aggressively. Blend it quietly. Now your sub stays pure and powerful, but you still hear bass character on a phone speaker. This is one of those "why does this pro track work everywhere" secrets. Alright, let's wrap with a short practice plan you can do in one sitting. Load an amen at 174 and warp it clean. Build a mono sine sub in operator. Write three different two-bar grooves. One root heavy with short notes, one with more space and heavier timing, and one with a single fifth and a pickup. Then arrange across 32 bars, A for 8, A prime for 8, B for 8, and C with a turnaround for 8. This audio version is shortened for playback.